In the beginning of step four, we're going to talk about paper assets. Now, again, these are the assets where you're investing in someone else's business. So this would be investments in stock, in bonds, maybe in notes that are secured by other properties or other assets that would then give you passive or portfolio income. Again, a word of caution. This has become a very popular way to invest in today's world. I mean, Sharon, have you run into people that have jumped into this new profession without a lot of knowledge?
Oh, I know quite a few overnight experts in the stock market. Some of them have been successful once, and that makes them feel like they are ready to roll. And what they have is a risky set of ideals. Because they were able to invest in a stock that was successful, maybe it was one of our, a dot-com company, and all of a sudden their $100 investment became $1,000. That made them feel like they knew everything. And now what we've seen most recently is what's happened is that $1,000, they went out and used $1,000 to buy something on a credit card and came back, and now that $1,000 stock is back to $100, or even lower in some cases. So where are they now? They have a stock worth $100 and a liability for $1,000.
In fact, we saw a little bit of that with Dale in the story that we did previously. We saw that Dale had that same problem. He was really wanting to be rich and kept feeling he needed to catch up.
He had that hot tip.
Right. He had a hot tip, and he kept going for what we call the GRQs, the get-rich-quick schemes. Just to talk a little bit about what that means, do we get so hooked into those deals? Well, let me tell you a little bit about the psychology of why the stock market can get you hooked. You might have heard of positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. I'll use my dog as an example. I have a dog named Twister. And if Twister's done something well, she gets a lot of good girls, good girls. That's a positive reinforcement. Now, if Twister does something bad, she gets a lot of bad girls. That's a negative reinforcement. Twister's learned she'd rather have positive reinforcements than negative reinforcements. And so that's a way of training that works. But there's also a very subtle one, and it's called random reinforcement. And it's a term that's used in psychology. And basically what that means is that someone does an activity and they get a reward. And once they get the reward, that's great. And usually it's a wonderfully dynamic. There's lots of emotion involved in this reward. They do the activity again. They don't get a reward. Well, it actually becomes more of a trigger because they never know when that reward is going to occur. That's exactly why the slot machines are designed the way they are. If it pays off, all the lights flash and the bells ring and the coins ding, 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 and the music plays, people are rewarded. And then they keep putting more quarters in. They want that again. And they never know. Maybe it'll be the next one that hits. That same psychological draw is what happens with investing. Not true investing, but people who think they're investing, but what they're really doing is gambling. This is like the story we saw of Dale. Each tip that he gets, that's the one that's going to hit. And he might have had one somewhere along the line that really hit big, but he's lost so much more than he ever gained. And he can't see that because of this draw of the psychology. Now, the reason I went through that story is I'm starting to see this more and more. In fact, Sharon, you had a statistic you shared with me about the number of bankruptcies this year.
That's right. We are in a period of tremendous economic growth in America. We should be seeing a tremendous increase in personal wealth. And what we're seeing is an increase in negative savings. People are spending more than they're saving. And as a result, we're having more and more personal bankruptcies. And we're bringing back up that horrible word, bankruptcy. But why is that happening? I think it's the psychological impact of what you just shared with us. And people are getting frenzied. And we talk about this in Think It and in Learn It, and now we're going to reemphasize it in Do It. The investor does not operate out of emotion. The investor operates from education.
In fact, the statistic that really astounded me was March and April of the year 2000 had the highest number of bankruptcies that we've ever seen, personal bankruptcies, in this booming economy. Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that the month before February, we saw a tremendous drop of the value of the dot-com companies. Isn't that interesting? People were writing these. They played on the margin, which what playing on the margin means is you take a stock that's gone up in value and then you borrow out against the future value of that. Now, that stock might have that value that day. The next day, if it drops, you have what's called a margin call. You have to pay that money back.
Your broker is actually allowing you to borrow against your assets in their brokerage account. And what happens is when the value of your brokerage account goes down, they want their money back.